Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Shador's named the starter yesterday. Does that mean that the ticket prices have changed, Tone?
Not really. Especially considering, it's San Francisco.
Well, what the hell are we doing here?
Well, when San Francisco comes to town, typically it's been a big ticket. You know, even when we beat them in that crazy, crazy game when they came in undefeated, I think they were 4-0, and PJ Walker was the starting quarterback, and Stefanski. Somehow they found enough offense to win that game. It was ugly, really, really ugly game. Defense dominated. I know they were way more than what I'm seeing right here. I know the weather is not supposed to be great on Sunday. Could change, but Tanchek texted me and said, wintry mix.
Tanchek
right
texted
now.
You?
Yeah. But that's today.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, $30
Scott
is the
Sable
get-in.
Scott hasn't texted me.
$30, anybody? Shador fans, listen up. If you're anywhere near the region or you want to catch a flight into Northeast Ohio this weekend, I mean, these tickets are cheaper than what they were in Boulder the last 2 years. Because those are the hottest tickets, like some of the hottest tickets in the country.
You telling some of our listeners in Colorado to fly out here?
This would be the cheapest experience they could get compared to going to Boulder. No, the hotel rooms are cheaper here than they were out there, too.
You said get-in price is $30. Is that where it is at the 537?
Yeah.
537 is $30?
33.
Okay. Take that. Are you surprised that it's not higher?
I am. Really? Especially, I wondered, are they waiting to see if he's officially the starter? Even though you and I both thought that was the case before they made the announcement yesterday. And the demand just isn't there. I'm very surprised with this big of a fan base that Shador has that they are not going to this game.
Okay. I guess I'm a little bit surprised,
too. You read
too.
Into that at all? Owen, are you surprised?
Not yet. It's Tuesday. It is... I don't know. I think the holiday throws everything off.
Oh, well, I thought that meant
that people would be in from out of town. College kids would be home.
I agree with you, but
hometown Browns fans might. But if you are, like,
your other problem is if you're doing hometown holiday tickets, right? You got the Steelers after Christmas.
Nah, Owen's right. Like, if you are, like, say you're a Shador fan and you live in Tallahassee, Florida. Okay, you're a big Dion fan, big Shador fan, right? You get in all the arguments and things like that. If you're a big Shador fan, but it's Thanksgiving weekend, it's like, well, I might be going to my aunt's house. My aunt might live in Houston, Texas. So you're going to Houston, Texas, but then you're coming back because it's Sunday. You got to go to work on Monday. You're not going to go up to Cleveland. Like, you already had your plan for the holiday. So like you're going tomorrow to go to your aunt's house in Houston. You're just not going to do that. It's not going to happen. So if it were another week, like maybe if it were next week, like say he plays well against San Francisco.
Yeah.
And then he goes out against Tennessee. Well, if you go out against Tennessee, a lot of people think you're probably going to win against Tennessee. So then maybe some people will go, okay, you know what? I got some time now. I'm going to use some PTO. I might fly up there to go to Cleveland and go see Shador play and then head on back home on Monday or something like that. Mm. Maybe they'll do that. But because it's a holiday, yeah, they probably got their own plans.
But I mean, the Titans tickets, $20. I mean, this is as cheap as it gets in the NFL. I looked around the league. This is the second cheapest ticket coming up for the slate of games this week. I mean, you got Detroit. Tickets are like $400. Granted, it's on Thursday. That's a tradition-rich game.
I'm going to have to leave early on Sunday morning. I didn't realize this. I'm going to be coming in from Youngstown.
Yeah.
Sunday morning, high of 38, rain, snow mix. Tanchek is right, 71% chance.
Wait, we're both going to be in Youngstown on Saturday?
Yeah.
And you're going to be watching Ohio State, Michigan.
Yeah.
And I'll be at Youngstown State versus Yale FCS first round playoffs.
Yeah, and I'll be the one who's drunk. What are you looking at me like that for? Okay.
Just text me during the Ohio State game about what's going on.
No, you don't want me to text you during the Ohio State game about what's going on. I'm sure you're...
You see who I'm doing the game with?
Marcus Ray.
Michigan, national champion.
I'm sure you'll have it on somewhere in there. You can see what the game's going on with. Are you getting nervous yet?
About whether or not...
What do you mean about what?
About whether or not Julian Sain's going to have his wide receivers to throw to
Yeah.
him? I'm a little shaky. I will say that because they've had...
You're hemming and hawing an awful lot over there.
Real quick, in this game, they have had the likes, and they've lost four in a row. They've had Smith and Jigbo, who's the best receiver in the NFL this year. They've had Garrett Wilson. They've had Olave. They've had Harrison Jr. They've had Ibuka. Carnell Tate last year. Jeremiah Smith last year. Lost. And this year, right now... I don't know. Are either of them going to play?
They're going to win this game on Saturday. They win this game. I'm sick and tired. It's weird. Come on. Go ahead.
Are they going to play? We've got some audio from Jeremiah Smith himself.
Okay.
On Caleb Downs' podcast.
All right.
Here it is.
First things first. You know it's on everybody's mind. You know the question. How we doing? How we feeling? How we doing?
I'm feeling good. You know, dealing with a little situation, injury-wise, but I should be good to go Saturday.
It took him long enough to answer that question.
And Ryan Day, you know, we played the audio earlier. He's like, well, hoping to get him ready. Didn't seem like the most confident guy in the world.
Oh, my God. You guys, even without those guys, you're not gonna lose that game. Ain't going to happen again. It can't happen again. I swear, of course you want to make me out to be the biggest bastard who ever lived, thinking of telling people I'm a Michigan fan. I'm not a Michigan fan. However.
Well, I just know this. Ohio State, the one thing you've been able to get them on all year has been the schedule, right? Because Texas didn't end up being as good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they struggled mightily in that game. That was not. Now, they didn't let Sain open it up the way they would a little bit later in the season. They didn't know maybe just how accurate he was going to be. But. That's the one thing the critics have said about Ohio State all year. Your schedule. And Ohio State, they haven't needed to show anything, so they've kind of slow-rolled it. These have looked like controlled scrimmages for the most part. At no point were any of these teams a threat to beat them.
No.
Really, since the Texas game. And now, if you were to, for whatever reason, again, lose to Michigan, you would not be in the Big Ten championship, right? Mm. And people would be saying, this team looks very vulnerable now. Like, you go from everybody just assuming they're going to walk through the playoff into the national championship to all of a sudden Saturday could put a big time scare into you.
Yeah, true. I think you'll be fine. By the way, it's the Downs to Business podcast. This is Caleb Downs' podcast, by the way. Listen, I know, again, you make me out to be the big Michigan fan. I'm not. I'm an Akron fan. We're 5-7. That's middle of the road, by the way. Are we middle of the road now?
Yes.
All right. 5-7 is middle of the road. So don't be calling us a doormat right now. We lost that. We lost to Kent State. Kent State's middle of the road too, guys. The tide is rising in Northeast Ohio with college football.
Yes,
got Youngstown State in the playoffs. Got two middle of the road MAC schools
Mount
here.
Union.
We're cooking now, baby. We got Mount Union. We got
about
it
to
going.
Make their playoff run.
We got it going. But there ain't no way you're losing that game on Saturday. You can't lose that game on Saturday. You do that, I don't know when I'm ever going to pick you to win again. I mean, that's asinine. You can't lose that game again. You've lost four in a row or five in a row now. Four? Is it four? I lost count.
They didn't play in 2020.
Well, they ran away.
21, 22, 23, 24. Four in a row. Well, ain't going to happen again. Matt on the road. You're next up on the fan. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Horrible.
Yeah. So first off, Ken, I'm sure you're happy about this, being the Michigan fan.
I'm not a Michigan fan.
I'm not a Michigan fan.
No. You are full of it. All of you are full of it. No.
I hate that that they turned Mr. Brightside into a stadium song there. Like, that is a admittingly cool tradition, and that really irks me even more about that school. But I think we need to start having a culture talk with Ohio State. It's like, last year seemed like an exception, but how many years has it seemed like it's been where there was, you know, these, like, top wide receivers, like, just missing large chunks of the season? And I know, you know, soft tissue injuries are a thing and wear and tear is a thing, but is it like a strength and conditioning thing at Ohio State? Is it a culture thing? Like say what you want about Alabama and Saban, but, you know, I feel like you never saw those guys, like, ever, like, their big guys ever missing big games. Like, I don't know what's going on with Ohio State. Like, I do feel like Day is a different coach this year. Here's the thing, we should win on Saturday, but I feel like I'm at the point of, like, I don't know, like, I feel like I have to, like, kind of hold my breath again, because is it going to be that stupid game plan from last year where we just run the ball up the middle 70 times?
Well, I think you can see a little bit when he takes over the offense, which is fine, which is perfectly fine. The other part of it is that I do think you have a better situation with your defensive coordinator. I think you have better defensive players than you've had in the past. I think you've been fine. I think you'll be fine there. I think you could choke out Michigan offensively. You know, Bryce Underwood, I think, is going to be a lot better in a couple years than he is right now. So I think that this time is not the very big threat for it. Now, that might just mean that they go out and they play loose and everything's going to be fine. Let me tell you this, Matt. I'm sorry. I started laughing. You really don't like that Michigan plays Mr. Brightside. I mean, this really is a song about a guy watching his girlfriend have sex with another guy. You're basically upset that they've taken a song about a cuck and made it a third quarter tradition.
Here's the thing. I get that it's like a, you know, a song about a beat down guy watching his girlfriend. But I'm just saying, it's like, you know, it kind of turned into like the new stadium tradition. I'm like, darn it, that could have been us. Like, just coming up with a new song or something.
Oh, hell
no.
But
we did come up with Seven Nation Army. So, you know, that kind of beats everything.
You have, and Matt, thank you for the call. You guys got Hang On Sloopy. You guys got everything you need. You don't need any new music. No new music is needed. It's perfectly fine. Someday something's going to happen. It's got to happen naturally. It happened naturally with Michigan, but of all the songs, and by the way, it's a good song, but at the end of it, I just envisioned some guy looking through the window while his girlfriend's having sex with some other guy. Is it not? Is that what it is?
And the question is Ken enjoying the vision of that?
I'm not enjoying it for the guy. I wonder why he isn't banging down the door going, what the hell's going on?
I mean, Ken, they got pictures of you in Michigan gear. I mean, it looks like you're ready to coach
AI.
The team.
That's ridiculous.
That's not AI. That is not AI.
I hate Ohio State.
I don't hate Ohio State. That's fake.
Oh, that's absolutely real.
You guys did that stuff.
I have seen you every day for at least 10 years.
You guys made that stuff before it was AI, and now here with the AI coming in, and now you just have this going on. That's not the case. It's not the case. 216-474-0009. Don't crack your knuckles right into the microphone.
He's mad about the Mr. Brightside, too.
I just want to know if Ohio State's going to have their receivers that have been, you know, projected top five picks over the next 2 years. That'd be nice.
You'll be fine. You will be fine. All right, take one more on this. What the hell? Frank and Gates Mills, you go right to the front of the line. Congratulations on all your success. You're next up on the fan.
Thank you for the quick turnaround on picking up that.
Well, I got a bunch of Shador callers, and we're talking about this. I said, what the hell? Let's put them right to the top.
Ken turning his back on Shador's fan base.
Did you think we were going to be okay last year?
Yeah, I did.
I did, too.
I mean, so did I.
It can't happen again. It can't happen again. It can't happen again.
Weather is not going to cooperate for the type of game we want to play.
What's that got to do with the price of fish?
What do you mean?
What? Are you trying to, because it's going to be 31 and snowing on Saturday?
Yeah, it's going to be a problem.
Why is that a problem?
Because I think we're going to try to throw the ball like we haven't done in the past. And if it's cold, Julian Sand, a California guy, is going to have some problems there.
Hold on. Frank, C.J. Stroud is from California. Didn't he do just fine against Michigan?
Yeah.
Okay. Justin Fields is from Georgia. Didn't he do just fine against Michigan?
I get it, Ken, but you're so confident. But last year, I'm sure you were singing the same tune, and it was embarrassing.
No, you Ohio State fans need to stop living in your fears.
C.J. Stroud was 0-2 versus Michigan.
Oh, he was?
By the way,
I thought he won against Michigan
California
before.
California has ski slopes.
Yeah.
So does Chesterland.
Boom.
He got it. He got it in there.
All right. Frank, you Ohio State fans, I can't believe I'm saying this. You guys got to stop living in your fears. Okay? Everybody else knows you guys as the most arrogant fan base that has ever been invented, which every fan base is arrogant, by the way. It just depends on who's champion recently. Frank, thank you for the call.
We just have more of them. We have more of those fans.
You Ohio State fans, need to stop living in your fears about this. Stop sitting there. Act like you're supposed to act. You're big on NIL. You're big on talent. It was a total devastating loss last year and even the year before against Michigan. Those I'm not gonna give you any pass on. They were devastating, embarrassing losses, and you should have been embarrassed and devastated because of those losses. You're still a better football team. You need to go in like that. Stop sitting there giving people credit for something they don't deserve. Sean Moore is not the coach that Ryan Day is. It's an embarrassment and an insult to the profession that he has beaten Ryan Day. It should be an insult to Ryan Day. You know damn well that this is ridiculous. Stop giving credit where credit is not due. If you wanted to talk Jim Harbaugh is a hell of a football coach. If you wanted to talk him, fine. You think Sean Moore is better than Ryan Day?
No.
Exactly. No. So stop giving a bunch of credit where
but
it's not
in
due.
But this game,
he's
Ryan Day is not.
Also 2-0 versus Ryan Day.
Yeah, in this game, Ryan Day is not Ryan Day.
And
that's the problem.
And that's what makes it that much. But I'm not. It doesn't mean you lower your standard based on that. You don't lower your standard. You go, that's your problem. Right? Stop shaking your head at me. You know it's true.
Two references that you've made. Doesn't, you kept bringing up C.J. Stroud, who's 0-2 against them.
Okay,
Didn't he do fine?
I got it wrong.
No, he lost. He's a loser to Michigan.
Doesn't matter about it. You should still be that much.
Matter.
Well, there's nothing
everything
C.J. Stroud
you used as an example has been proven wrong.
No, that's
so
no,
your
no,
high horse
no,
soapbox
no,
thing that you're doing right no. now is also wrong.
It doesn't matter if it's wrong. I'm telling you, you should hold yourself to a higher standard. Don't lower your standard because you've been let down. Don't lower your standard as an Ohio State fan. You're not even an Ohio State fan. You're the one arguing. See, this is what makes it sad, is that you're an Oklahoma fan arguing for him because he wants to be a sad bastard over there
because
he's singing Mr. Brightside
in his head. Because you're wrong.
I might have been wrong when it came to the fact on that, but I am not wrong when it comes to the spirit.
Was a lineman in Oklahoma.
Great. What's that going to get you?
The price of fish.
There you go.
It's the third time we've said it today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If they find themselves in a spot where they're injured in the slightest bit, is there a way that someone like Jeremiah Smith could be like, well, really important I take on Indiana the Big Ten title game. Maybe I'll miss this one, Michigan. Like, yeah. I just don't think you could sleep on Michigan that way.
I think that if they are able to walk, they will play.
I think so, too. I think you have to have that mentality.
If they're breathing, I think they're going to try and play.
I would think that as well. That's why I'm like convinced that they're going
to
play. If
they have a pulse, they're going to try and play.
They should. That's the point. But, you know, I get...
If their eyes open at 8 a.m. Saturday morning, they're going to try and play.
We got the point, Daryl. Thank you. But, like, if you're playing Rutgers, I get it. You can miss it. You know what I mean? This is Michigan.
You might be able to miss Indiana in the Big Ten title game.
Can't miss that one. Why do you say that?
I'm not worried about Indiana.
Not in the slightest bit. No. Fernando Mendoza doesn't scare you at all.
I'm confident.
Signetti.
You know
me, Signetti.
You wanted who scares me?
Who scares you?
Michigan.
So you're more scared of Michigan than you are Indiana.
Yeah.
Is that just because Ryan Day seems like he throws up on his shoes every single
pretty
time
much.
We get to this game?
100% pretty
right.
much.
And that's
yes.
fair. I want to hear from you guys. Is all the pressure on Ryan Day going into this one? 216-474 to below 92.
It's all on Ryan Day going into this one.
I mean, it doesn't really matter who the players are at this point. It just seems like Ryan Day always finds a way to just make this game matter a ton and then not be able to pull it off.
They beat everyone but Michigan, right? I mean, that's the narrative around the Buckeyes. You beat everyone but Michigan. Granted, you got another national trophy in the case. Very happy about that. That was a phenomenal playoff run last year, taking out all those top five teams. Phenomenal. But you didn't beat Michigan.
He's won 89% of his games, and he's lost four straight to Michigan. It's almost unheard of. And
I still can get you fired in Columbus.
Well, I mean, he won the national title. His job is safe, and if he wins another one this year, then the only thing we have to wonder about is whether or not he leaves for the NFL at some point.
Here's the question for you.
Yeah, all right, give me the question. You've thrown like 75 different misdirections at me. What do you got?
Another loss to Michigan, but they repeat as national champions. Or they beat Michigan and do not repeat as national champions.
You got to get on one train for me here. Get on one train. Which one do you want me to go down? The first one?
Choose your own adventure.
Okay, if the first one happens, you can. As long as you're winning national titles, people really shouldn't hang you out to dry in any sort of way. Like, if you're winning national titles, and if Ryan Day wins his second national title, and he loses to Michigan, I think we'll be okay. This isn't my rivalry, though. This isn't. You're the one wearing the Buckeye hoodie. This isn't for me. I'm not Mr. Ohio State Buckeye. I've never claimed to be. I watch the games every single weekend because we occasionally talk about them. But I've never claimed to be Mr. Ohio State Buckeye.
This we know. This we absolutely know about you.
Well, so I need your opinion on this more than I need my own opinion on it, because I can tell you how I think a national title is way more important than the game.
He needs to beat Michigan this year.
I can tell you.
That is a must.
Genie comes down and says you get one, a national title this year or a win against Michigan. Which one are you choosing?
I'm taking the national title.
Of course you are. Because you're reasonable about it, but you're trying to make the argument that other people wouldn't, and I understand that argument.
I think that there are people that would not, that they would take, beat Michigan, you're in the college football playoff, whatever, and
maybe you lose the national championship game to whomever it might be. You might be matched up against. But for me, I do feel like that this is a byproduct, though, of the new college era of sport.
For sure,
not just with the NIL, but the expanded playoff.
Yeah,
the Ohio State Michigan game just doesn't rivalry games. Not just Ohio State Michigan, but other rivalry games. They're just not what they used to be anymore.
Well, the big concern I had going into that was that you were going to have a spot at some point where you ended the season against Michigan, then you played Michigan in the Big Ten title game, and then you played Michigan in the college football playoff, and you had a spot where you played them three times.
I know.
Now, fortunately for them, Bryce Underwood is a freshman and not a junior or a senior, so they're not there yet, but that could happen down the road where we have the game, quote-unquote, and you end up having two or three versions of it in a season.
Yeah. I do feel like, though, he needs to get that weight off his shoulders. Just handle business Saturday. I think it's going to be a blowout.
I mean, I would hope so. I think it's going to be different, too. But I was the same guy last year that said enough is enough. He's going to get the monkey off his back. You're 21.5-point favorite you were last year.
Right.
And we still
lost.
Watched this whole thing go down.
I know.
Something is different with him in these games.
I just don't want to. Listen, I don't want to hear from all my friends that are Michigan fans again. You know, at least last year I was able to say a few weeks later, well, we won the national championship and you guys didn't win anything. Of course, their response was, well, we won the national championship the year before. But
yeah.
At least I had that carrot today. Won the national championship. Okay, mm-hmm. Lost to you, but won the title. But that is the new reality of college sports now, is that, and it's something that I struggle with as a fan, because like Michigan, Ohio State, like that was the event of the college football season for me every year, right?
Yeah, because
season was on the line. Like I hated John Cooper, same thing, couldn't beat Michigan.
Yeah.
Like just outstanding teams, outstanding players, right? And they just couldn't beat Michigan to save their lives. And then obviously Jim Tressel comes along and they start beating Michigan. Mm-hmm. They win the national title in 2002. Urban Meyer keeps the tradition going, right? There's that dominant period where the Buckeyes basically swept a decade from
17-2 in a 19 game stretch against Michigan.
And here's the thing, though, they're still like 10 games below 500 against Michigan, even with that success built on it. But I just feel like he needs to win this game on Saturday, regardless of what happens after that. This is a must win for Ryan Day.
I mean, I think he's been on a whole stretch and a whole journey here where it's all about rewriting the perception of Ryan Day. And this is the last thing he's got to do in order to start to rewrite it. Now
he said it himself. We have one more thing to do.
Well, you don't get credit. And listen, he did. I mean, he beat Michigan the very first year that he was there. And so like he has beat Michigan before. It's just been four straight losses. And like you can't go four straight. And so I don't know. I feel like when it comes to Ryan Day, he is almost, I don't know, 98, 99% of the fan base is on his side now. Like, we were talking last year after the Michigan loss, not only did people want him fired, people thought like that was it, it was over. He was never going to be able to rebound from that. He did the one thing he had to do in order to basically save his bacon. He did the one thing you could do in order to keep your job. He did it, and now if he goes on a stretch where he wins three or four of these in a row, we're talking legendary stuff.
Yeah, and he's got this streak now of top five victories as well.
That's what makes it so amazing.
Beating all these top five teams, right? But can't beat Michigan. Like it's so
you're not nervous. Are you nervous at all?
I'm a little nervous just because listen, Ohio State is by far the superior team. They've got the superior talent. They're the superior team. I believe they're going to repeat as national champions. Okay.
Okay.
Unless Ryan Day pulls a Michigan. That's the only thing that's going to stop them, in my view. So I'm nervous because they haven't beaten Michigan in what, 4 or 5 years since 2019.
Four years.
2019 was the last time. Obviously, Michigan begged out during COVID because they lost half their team. But they haven't won that game since 2019. So, Michigan's obviously feeling pretty confident going into it. It's in their house. But
it's only a 9.5-point spread.
I know. I do feel like the Buckeyes are going to cover that spread, though. I I'm nervous, well, but I feel like they're going to cover the spread.
Yeah, easy money would tell you. If you looked at this without putting, this is what makes sports so fun.
Nine and a half, you said, right?
9.5, yeah. If you just separated it out and said Ohio State's taking on Michigan and you have no history of anything, right? And Julian Sayin, by the way, has no history of anything. But if you just looked at it from that perspective, looked at the two teams, Ohio State hasn't allowed more than 16 points in any game this season. They have one of the best defenses we've ever seen in college football so far this year. Now, again, they haven't played a bunch of awesome teams, but it's not like Michigan is an awesome team this year. I like Underwood. I told you that. I do. I think he's made some strides in recent weeks. I like him more than I liked him, let's say, even week two or three. But you would not bet on Ohio State. Like Ohio State, or you wouldn't bet on Michigan. Ohio State can play, I don't know, a C-plus game to Michigan's A-plus game, and they still probably end up with a win.
Well, they
you have to vomit all over your shoes. You have to really mess this thing up in order to walk away with anything short of a W.
Well, they did not play well, especially in the first half against Rutgers. It was 14-3 at half. Did not play well, and then second half, they lowered the boom.
Yeah, which and I think there's going to be a couple spots in this game, by the way, where you kind of hold yourself and you think like, oh no, is Ryan Day Ryan Daying it? Is he messing this thing up? And you're going to get a little tense, you're going to get a little tight as well, and then the second half will happen, and you'll calm down the way that we tend to do things with this Ohio State team.
Oh, I'm going to have the brown liquor standing by.
Oh, really? Brown liquor on this day?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of brown liquor? Are you a whiskey guy? Are you a rum guy?
I'm a rum guy.
You seem like a rum guy. I don't know what that means, but you seem like a rum guy.
I do like that you have stereotyped my brown liquor, though.
Well, sometimes I don't know if you like leave this place and you turn into like you put on like Jimmy Buffett t-shirts and turn into like basically one of the I don't know, just drinking like
go
on a beach.
Go to Margaritaville.
Yeah, so it's near your house now, isn't it? Near a place downtown. So like maybe you could be one of those guys.
I will say a refreshing beverage is a short walk away.
What has turned into you? Downtown Daryl seems like a booze hound these days. What's going on? I feel like we've never had conversations about you drinking, and now you pull out iced tea, and you're like, that's not the oiled up iced tea or whatever you said. Like, now I feel like
the wetted
versus unwetted. You're just a booze hound these days, Daryl.
Well, I don't have to drive anywhere. It's great.
My mom, for like my entire childhood, she never drank at all, right? Never drank in the slightest bit. And then the moment we started turning the ages where we could all start to drink, right, then all of a sudden she started to drink
there
a little bit. And I was like, what happened here? How did this turn? Now she's back to not drinking. But it's like, what
happened? You're all out of the house.
Is that where you're at now? You're 47 years old? Are you just at that spot in life where you're like, I just need to make up for lost time?
Pretty much.
Is that it? Okay.
That, and I realize what I do for a living and the team I cover.
No, so the booze is helping. Yeah, but you've been covering this team for like a million years.
I found it's a great coping mechanism.
So the Browns drove you to drink. They actually drove you to drink. How about it? This season broke you in a way that you hadn't been broke before.
Dylan Gabriel broke me.
Oh, Downtown Daryl's just a booze hound. All right, I got to get to Tom in San Diego because this seems asinine, but I'll amuse it. Go ahead, Tom. We're incompetent and we're jinxing the Buckeyes. Okay.
Absolutely. Do you guys know anything about the juju? Come on.
We're messing with the
I'm very superstitious. I'm aware.
The only juju I know is Smith-Schuster.
No. Wrong guy. You know, come on, right? If things are going well, you don't move. You don't, you know, the whole thing. But you guys are completely screwing up Saturday's game.
I did it last year, too. I'll be the first. I did it last year. I admit it.
I was getting to that. Blowout, no problem.
Yep.
Choke.
Yep.
You guys can't do that. Please. Yep. And last year, Phelps was saying the Ohio State game, they're going to blow out Notre Dame, this and that. I called immediately, and then he changed his position and said, okay, Notre Dame's going to win. Guess what happened?
I said I was nervous and I'm confident, but I'm confident they'll cover the spread.
Yep. Which means you're guaranteeing a win.
I mean, he's got you there, Daryl. He's got you there.
I guarantee to win by saying that I believe they'll cover the spread.
Oh, is Daryl a guarantee Gary?
You can't guarantee. Did you ever watch Silver Linings with De Niro when he had the remote?
Oh, yeah, but they take it a little bit too far. Yeah. I mean, Excelsior. No. Yeah,
serious stuff.
Yeah.
This is serious.
All right,
listen,
Tom.
I guaranteed a Shador win against the Raiders, and that's when I almost got cornered into that.
There's no such thing as a jinx. But if Tom wants to believe I jinxed him last year, I'll allow it. Because I was not good to the Buckeyes last year.
I do believe in jinxes.
I mean, I think I said like by halftime, you'll be falling asleep on the couch. That's how much of a blowout that game was going to be.
Never cover a baseball game and comment on how fast the game is moving.
Or like write your story to then have it just completely
just
obliterated.
Just for reference, Katie heard that in the back, and I just heard her go, no, when you talked about pace of game.
Exactly.
It's a thing. It
you
is a thing.
You never, ever talk about pace a game.
I'm just not superstitious at all.
I am very superstitious.
And also, if I was superstitious with this job, it'd be really hard. Like, I do get paid in many respects to give my opinion, to give my, like, what I think about things. And what I think about this game is I think Ohio State's going to win.
Here's
what I'll do for you, okay, Tom? If they lose, and this will be then 2 years in a row where I'm like, Ohio State's going to win this game, I'm not worried about it, I won't comment on next year's game.
Well,
I will talk about it the way we'll talk about it. I'm still at a sports radio station, for goodness sake. But I won't make any sort of they're going to win this game in the slightest bit. I won't do it.
I am not wearing any of the Ohio State gear that I have worn in each of the last four games. I'm not doing it. I'm wearing something different on
you
Saturday.
You wore the same thing for the previous 4 years?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh,
I
any
have
of
four,
them. You have
yeah,
four
I'm
different
wearing
outfits.
Any of them.
And you remember exactly what outfit
yes.
you wore.
Yeah, because I have like a whole drawer full of like Ohio State gear.
I just don't think you have enough outfits now at this point.
I'm
like,
going to have to go get a new sweatshirt.
If you remember which one.
Maybe Santa will come early and bring me a new one for Saturday.
Nah, Santa's bringing you some rum. Santa knows you're downtown Daryl likes his booze, and he wants to live it up now. All right, 216-474-0092. Can Jerry Jeudy get back in the fan's good graces? We'll discuss that more next. John Fanta coming your way in 20 minutes right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Ryan Day, head coach at Ohio State. What a year he's had. If you can get over the fact that he, you know, they struggled with Michigan last year, he's percentage-wise, Newt Rockne, like right there, and surpassed him if he had enough games.
Did Newt beat Michigan?
Does he have to?
Yes.
Apparently. All right. Well, Jeff, what did you think about what Antonio said there about that?
I do not
I cannot tell a man who played for Ohio State how to feel about Ohio State. It's not my place.
Good for you.
What I can do is this. Eventually, I had to get rid of the flip phone. Eventually, the minivan died.
Wow, I can't believe all these heartbreaking things that have happened in your life. You're spitting them out. I really feel like this is therapy right now.
Ohio State fans need to get over the whole idea that the season stinks if you lose a game to Michigan. We know Ohio State fans, Andy, who think last year was a mirage. National championship, couldn't beat Michigan, so that championship doesn't mean squat. Oh, come on, man. Here, let me give you a good flip phone. Can I move you into a 2003 Odyssey? Come on, man.
All right, so let me ask you this, Buckeye fan who's sitting out there right now.
First time I ever said what that van was, by the way.
That is true. Congratulations to you, yeah. Jeff. You see, you need to...
See, I'm coming around.
You have to come to terms with it. You know, you actually called it by its name. At one point, I thought you hated it because...
You never once...
Gave the minivan a game ball.
Best friend I ever had.
Well, you didn't appreciate it.
You kidding? I appreciated it like crazy.
I know you did.
Ohio State fans who are hung up on one game are missing the big picture. Is that true? I think it's insane.
Did we learn last year that winning a national championship is more important than beating Michigan?
Will Howard sucks, Andy.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you just said that. Are you trying to start a fight? Are you trying to start a fight? He didn't beat Michigan. Come on,
he didn't beat Michigan. The national championship doesn't mean
Is Jeff right?
That's just silly thinking. It's a new world. It's a new world in college football. You're paying guys millions of dollars. It's a new world. It doesn't matter if you lose to your arch rival. It's like an NFL system.
Do you like it better or no?
I like it a lot better. I always thought one of the worst things about college football. And college football is a great game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't follow it like I follow the NFL, obviously. But college football is a great game. And I hated the fact that if you lost one game, you might be the best team. But if you had one bad week, it might cost you a chance to win the national championship, even if you're the best team.
And it depends when it happens. Like, if you have that loss week one, it doesn't really matter.
Right. If it's in week 9 or 10, you're doomed.
You're done.
That was a terrible
system. And then you
need
help. Yes. You need help from somebody else.
It was a terrible system. The system in place now is so much better.
It's way better. I still don't like the fact that I was listening to Urban Meyer last week talk. He was talking about style points and how important style points are when you win a game. You got to not only beat them.
He was talking about UC. Probably right, isn't he?
Yeah, he was. And it was just like, really?
Probably right.
Do you really need to run the score up on somebody?
Probably do.
No, you do. Yeah. There's no question you need to run the score up on other teams. So let me ask you this. It's just the whole notion of what would you rather have, a national championship or a win over your rival? Because I like...
It's a new world, Andy. There's only one answer to this.
In today's world, there's only one answer to this.
In the new climate that is college football, there's only one answer.
And that is?
Well, go for the national championship. You lose to your arch rival, Andy.
But Jeff,
you're obviously so much more tied into it than I am. You know, you worked in Columbus. You do stuff with Ohio State. Are people mad that they won the national championship last year?
No.
Do people think it was a farce because they lost to Michigan?
Not at all, because of the path they had to take. To me, the Tennessee game last year was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. First of all, you're talking about hosting a game at home during the playoffs, which never happened before, right? So now you've got a game after the Michigan game at home, which never happened before. And that crowd that came up was gigantic from Tennessee. And it was the first time I think I've ever noticed it where it was like, man, this doesn't feel like an Ohio State crowd. It took a little while. They got into it. They needed that game, though, because they needed that to turn things around. They needed that to believe in themselves. They needed that to propel themselves to understand that they were a better team than they played against Michigan. They were a better team. But on that given day, when you get Ohio State and Michigan on the field together, anything can happen. I don't feel comfortable about Saturday at all. Because and it was like Antonio said, there are parts of like, And this is nitpicking because I don't. How many Ohio State's defense has given up what, 6 touchdowns all year? It's unbelievable what Ohio State's defense has looked like this year. They've been amazing, but now you're playing the number 18 team in the country. It's Michigan, and they love to spoil the fun. They're really good at that. I just think this team is different. I think this Ohio State team is different. But what you said, Jeff, if it's more important, if you're Jeremiah Smith or you're Carnell Tate, are you hopping on that field against Michigan? Because you have bigger aspirations in life. I mean, Jeremiah's back next year.
But are you going to go ahead and play in the playoffs then?
I don't know. That was the inherent problem with the playoffs.
See, that's kind of, I think that's one thing that NIL might factor into that people don't even think about anymore, Andy. These guys have already made a lot of money. There's more money coming up on the other side. If you know you're going to make a lot of money, you've already, you know, are you avoiding your NIL deal if you don't, you know, you don't play? I don't have any idea.
Well, it depends on why you're not playing. If you're banged up, then you're not going to play.
Well, no, of course. But, you know, think about it.
But there's a difference. What is it? There's a difference between being hurt and injured, right?
Everybody's hurt.
Everybody's hurt. Mike is in Stowe. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. So, what I'd like to add to it is this. I kind of, last year was last year. Yeah, it did work out. In the end, I think, you know, I got over the fact that we lost to them. This year, I don't know, it's just something feels differently about
it. Does.
That I don't think I'll feel the same way. And I think it's because I was able to accept it last year. I don't want to do that 2 years in a row. You know, I guess that's kind of where I'm at with it. You know, yeah, the end prize is still the same thing. And I, as far as getting guys on the field, you know, if you come to Ohio State, the reason you decide in the end, yeah, a lot of people think it's the money and yeah, whatever, but it is about this game. So
here's where I'll maybe play a little,
that's old
little
school
disagreement.
Thinking, Mike,
I believe that's true for the Ohio guys. I do.
For some
I
of
think
the Ohio
sometimes
guys.
It's hard to explain to a guy from Texas sometimes. Maybe Texas is the wrong state, but...
No, it's hard to explain to the guys from Texas because the game is Texas A&M.
Yeah.
That's the game.
I know that, but when you go, when they recruit you, they bring you to that game. If you're that guy of a recruit, you're at, if it's in Columbus, okay? You're going to see one of those games. And they're just a different atmosphere completely. And I know you're a rivalry guy, your place might seem, but it's a really strong thing, and I just like I said, that's where you make your hay too. You got to, you know, look, you're not going to make your hay against, you know, whooping on Indiana in the Big Ten championship.
Well, now you are, because I think Indiana, Mike, thank you. Indiana's
changed.
You are
if you meet him in the national semifinals.
Yeah, I think there's a little. I wish Katie Pollack was
NIL's
sitting here.
NIL is a different world. Indiana's a big deal now.
It's funny how money changed everything, especially for the Hoosiers.
That's what everybody wanted, so there it is.
You got it. Chris, Cleveland, what's up, Chris?
Hi, Chris.
Gentlemen, great. This is awesome. Great topic. I was at the 06 game when we beat Michigan.
Oh, how fun was that?
It was awesome. It was amazing. Went on the field, got some turf. It was still grass back then. I think it was last year grass. But what I will say is I would have traded losing that game because I got on a plane and went out to Arizona to watch them get completely housed by Florida in the national championship game, 41-14.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, in today's world, we got a chance still if we lose to Michigan. Now, that being said, I think they're going to go out and take care of their business, and I certainly don't want to see them lose. But you have a chance for redemption. That run last year is still probably the most amazing run in college football history.
I agree. And that's why
it was awesome.
That's why I'm still bewildered at Howard's value when he went to the NFL. Again, great players around him, but
he's been hurt too.
Yeah,
so,
no,
you know,
no, yeah, but I know, but you know, people want to sit here and talk about where Sanders was drafted. I'm like,
right.
I mean, this guy just went on the greatest run in college football history. And it's like Antonio said, it's not like you're just winning one bowl game, you're walking away with the orange and the fiesta and the row. I mean, it's insane. It's insane.
I hope he gets a shot. The other thing that I was going to say is the 2016 Michigan game when Curtis Samuel scored was the loudest, most insane atmosphere I've ever been around. And I've been to a bunch of Ohio State games.
Yeah, so. I have. I think the Michigan game is just a different level. Thank you, Chris. Jeff, I think the best way maybe to describe it to somebody who hasn't been there, and I know you, like, 97 World Series, like, you covered a couple of those games, right? You were in there?
Like, I did. I was okay. There.
The electricity and the energy you could feel at the ballpark.
I get that. It's a phenomenal game. It's just no longer the season.
That's fair. I don't disagree with it. It's not the season.
I get the excitement and the pageantry of the game and everything else. I get that, but it's no longer the season. And
it's the game.
When I hear Ohio State fans freak out about losing to Michigan, and it doesn't matter if, you know, Ryan Day, they wanted to run him out of town last year. Are you kidding me? Ryan Day's a phenomenal college football coach. If he loses to Michigan this week, guess what? They're still going to be ranked number 1, 2, 3, 4 in the country. They're going to get in. They won't be number one, but you know what I mean. They're going to be highly ranked. They're going to get into the playoffs, and they have a better chance than almost anybody to win the national championship.
What's your confidence level in Ryan Day going into this thing? For me, it's high. I listen to him every week. I think he's got these guys ready. I do.
Oh, yeah. Saturday, noon, Ohio State, Michigan. Need I say more? No. But you know who does? Tim May, the legend, joins us right now on the Fan Hotline. Hello, Tim. How are you?
Tim.
How is the Tim May podcast doing with Clay Hall?
Doing really well, as far as I'm concerned, because we're having pretty good listenership, viewership, because you can also watch it on FanStreamSports.com and I think on YouTube and Spotify, and I could go on and on, but that's not why you called me.
No, well, I mean, you do have a huge fan club here.
Got to give you a good plug, though.
Everybody loves you in Cleveland. You know that, right?
Appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
That's what we're all about. So those early days at 10TV in Columbus, and now look where you... I'm so proud of you, man. I'm so proud of you.
I know you are, Dad. I mean, brother. I mean, uncle. I mean, cousin. I mean, cousin third removed from my mother's side.
Tim, what are your thoughts on...
What? From somewhere up in the lower Appalachians,
yes,
up in northeast Alabama. That's
it did sound that way, yes.
Generation. That's where you came from.
Goodbye, Tim. We'll see you later. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, listen, your thoughts on the game and the health status of two wide receivers for the Buckeyes.
My thoughts on the game. Well, they go hand in hand. I mean, as I keep saying on every kind of show I do, including my podcast, that it would really help to have one of them. You know what I mean? You don't necessarily have to have both. But if you have one of them, I think this offense could go places against Michigan. I think this offense is still going to be able to move the ball. I mean, Max Clair, the tight end, the transfer from Purdue, you know, is filling exactly the void, for want of another term, they were looking for in the offense. So he's really stepped up in recent weeks. But it always helps to have a game breaker of some sort. The Brandon Ennis can be that guy, but the other two guys that have, well, there have been several people who have now played at wide receiver in place of Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate. But Bryson Rogers has played fairly well off and on. Dave Adolph started the game, played up pretty much the whole game last week. I mean, a former walk-on. So, this wide receiver core has been a little bit exposed of maybe not being quite as deep or not quite as deep in terms of having people ready for prime time as you might have thought. But yeah, anytime you have the guy that's probably going to win the Biletnikoff Award, we'll see how that goes with him having to miss last week. I'm talking about Jeremiah Smith. And, you saw he said on the Caleb Downs podcast, or Downs to Business, or wherever that podcast is called. I don't know if you heard me. I asked Ryan Day yesterday at the press conference, so should we get our injury update information from the Caleb Downs podcast? He kind of laughed. I think it's the one time he laughed in the whole thing, you know, or smiled in the whole thing.
Did he say that's not funny, too? We have the soundbite
of
him saying that's not funny.
Something like, yeah, or something like that. It was pretty funny. Yeah. I mean, because, you know, they're so tight-lipped about all of this stuff right now. And, talk about batting down the hatches. Boy, if the Edmund Fitzgerald had had them battening down the hatches, it'd still be floating today. But
wow.
But the bottom line is, was that too early?
Yeah,
too soon. Might be.
You know, my buddy John Eubacon wrote a book, has written a book
about the Edmund Fitzgerald that's out right now called Gales of November. It's number 7 on the, matter of fact, New York Times bestseller list right now. But he's on my podcast, my Wednesday edition of my podcast, which is going to be coming out later today.
Because it is Wednesday.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
But he's a big Michigan historian guy, too. I mean, you know, in terms of football and all the hijinks and everything else that have gone on at Michigan low these many years. But yeah, I mean, I think Jeremiah Smith, I guarantee you it tore him apart not being able to play last week. Cause he's never been really hurt. And this, we understand this is probably, even though they haven't said it officially, probably a quad injury. Mm. I mean, you know, it's up the muscle that comes down to the top of your knee there from your thigh and can be very painful and also can put a hitch in your get along.
Or your giddy up.
So, but he's never really been hurt as a football player. So, you know, everybody goes through different challenges, but I know it tore him up not getting to play last week, for example. I mean, last game in the shoe for 2025. I mean, it was a big deal to him. So how much he said it in the preseason, how much he was very much looking forward to playing this game this week, way back when he was talking about it because of the loss last year. So that definitely matters in terms of just some lightning in this offense, because Ohio State scored 42 points, should have scored 49 against Rutgers last week without both of those guys. And yeah, it was Rutgers, so take that with a grain of salt. But they can perform without them, but it always helps to have one of the best players, maybe the best player in the country, out there running pass routes.
Tim, I want to ask you a big picture college football NIL thing that I have no idea about. You know, in the past, you'd get to bowl games and such, and sometimes players would sit out because they have big-time opportunities coming in the NFL. I would assume Ohio State is loaded with guys who might give that a thought or two. How does NIL factor into that? Do you have any idea? You know, I mean, if a guy's getting paid but mm-hmm. sits out thinking big picture because I don't want to get hurt in a game to affect my draft status, which I would understand, but I wonder if NIL would negate some of that.
Yeah, it can. You know, that's actually been more of a recent phenomenon of that happening, because if you're not in the college football playoff, what are you really playing for? You know, we all remember Jake Butt, Michigan tight end, who was going to be a high, big-time draft choice and suffered a major knee injury in the Orange Bowl way back when. You know, Jake's originally from Pickerington, Ohio, so he's a local guy, and he's doing very well in the Big Ten Network.
Yes, he is. We see him all the time.
Yeah, he's a good guy, too, man. You ought to have him on sometime. But you probably have had him on, and I'm just stating redundant stuff.
We have not had Jake Butt on, but I would love to have him on the show.
Okay.
He does a really good job calling the games. I think he's.
Oh, absolutely does. You know? He does his homework. I mean,
yeah. Forget that he played for Michigan while he's calling games.
No,
I'll be
honest
with you.
I mean, I don't forget. I'm not sure he ever beat Ohio State while he was at Michigan. That's
that's all that matters, right?
Yeah. I don't care, but I guarantee you he cares. So, but back to what we were talking about. Here's the thing. NIL is never going to supplant any kind of financial reward you could get from being a first-round draft pick, in my opinion. I mean, if we get to that point, then what are we talking about? But it does for, like, guys, you know, maybe down the line who might be fourth, fifth-round kind of picks. But, you know, who knows why guys sit out or what they do? There are so many people in these players' ears now giving them the quote answer end quote based on probably more than anything else what good it'll do for them, not necessarily the player.
Yeah.
So I think anybody who can be involved in the Michigan game from the standpoint of having it on their resume wants to be involved, and anybody who can be involved in a national championship run wants to. But they have revenue sharing too now in college football, which just started this year in college sports for quite a few sports. And it leans heavily toward the stars on a team, meaning how much money they get. Everybody shares something
on the football team, the guys are on scholarship, gets some kind of revenue sharing, but the greater players get a much larger chunk of it. What those numbers are at Ohio State, I'm not sure about, but I guarantee you, Jeremiah Smith is one of those at the top of the near the top of the list, if not the top of the list. So I didn't answer your question because
I think
really
you
no
did somewhere. Well, I'm just kind of wondering, you know, like if somebody has an NIL deal, does that deal get voided if he sits out a big game? You know?
No, I don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't either. No,
that hasn't come up yet.
No.
And that has. Wait a minute. For that to get voided, it would almost have to come up, I think, in a legal, you know,
exactly,
somewhere.
Yeah.
Coming soon to a courtroom or an arbitrator near you. But no, I haven't heard of that. We've heard of some clawback attempts, you know, like when Maliava's brother left Arkansas, they were trying to claw back some of his NIL stuff, for example. You know, he got into the game against Ohio State a couple of weeks ago. But yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know. It's still a brave new world when it comes to that stuff.
Sure is.
All right. So you've got, you know, hopefully Michigan, and then you win, and then you go play Indiana, and then you got the tournament at the end. Ohio State's defense tournament. Does that sound good? Tournament.
It's like a quarter. It's like a quarter of a season, man.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're right. But
of a season.
But
yeah.
You start this week, and this Ohio State defense, which has only allowed 6 touchdowns and 5 field goals, cements their place in Buckeye lore, you know, especially with great effort over the next couple of weeks. Just your thought on that, and how does this defense compare to past defenses? Because they have just been awesome to watch all season.
Yeah, they're different to a certain extent. They play, you know, obviously play a lot differently schematically in some respects than they did a year ago when they were also the number one defense in the country under Jim Knowles, his third year. But they, where they really match up is what you're alluding to. I mean, Caleb Downs is as smart a defensive football player I've ever run into, and the whole defense has an IQ level that's, I think, way above average, and they're able to not only mess with your mind as they line up, but they're able to make adjustments when some of their things need tightening, battening down, whatever the term is you want to use. That's what really sets this defense apart, along with it being quite physical. So when you match all of those things, as Ryan Day said a couple of weeks ago, great, when he's talking about they want to play physical, they want to be physical, you know, and you want to go out on the field, you want to hunt, you want to be hunting it up, meaning being physical, meaning getting after people, letting them feel you, know you're there. And so it's not just a finesse defense by any stretch. I mean, Overall Reed should never be he probably could be a ballet dancer if he wanted to be, but the way he runs and hits is crazy. And this is what's funny is, like, last week, not ha-ha, but sort of ironic. Yeah, I mean, it could be funny, too, if you're a Rutgers person. I think he was in a one tackle all last week in that game because they, you know, they didn't have that many defensive plays to begin with. And so this week, I would think he's going to be very part and parcel to getting after Bryce Underwood, messing with his mind, freshman quarterback playing in his first the game. I mean, you know, we say Julian Sayin's a freshman, but Julian Sayin's a redshirt freshman. He's, you know, he's in his second year, but with Michigan having three redshirt freshmen starting on their offensive line, and that offensive line's been kind of banged up through the year. I think this, you know, Matt Patricia's probably got a lot of things cooked up. Now they still have to execute them, but the confusion can be as much a part of what we see on Saturday as execution.
Try not to be confused on it. Yes.
That was a pretty good saying.
Hey,
it was really
Confucius say, let Matt Patricia put his pencil to work.
That is true.
So I would expect that's his big, that's probably the primary matchup in terms of, I think Ohio State will score because this is not the same Michigan defense as a year ago, but you know, I thought Ohio State was going to win comfortably last year too. But like I said, the telling stat in last year's game was Mason Graham was in on 7 tackles. You know who Mason Graham is. Obviously.
I think so. Do we? Is he still playing for the Broncos?
Heard of him?
Yeah.
I think he was averaging like 2.5 or 3 per game. But Ohio State decided they were going to run right at the 2 best players on the whole team for Michigan,
which were Mason Graham and that other defensive tackle. And boy, did they lose that battle.
When you look at this, when you look at this week in general, because it's a goofy week for Ohio State football, like, some coaches do the same thing. Some coaches change things up. We're doing senior tackle. You know, just I don't know why, but the minutia of going into the game always seems to have some sort of play walking into the game, and then people want to do the cause and effect on a win or a loss on that. What is right. the feeling, and just what's the feeling going into this week?
Well, feeling is, I mean, it's not the feeling. It's what Ryan, well, it's already been stated. Ryan Day has tried to keep things as normal as possible, as methodical as possible. Obviously, you got the Thanksgiving holiday tomorrow where, you know, I'm sure that, you know, the players will be going different places, not leaving town, but going different places for dinner, et cetera. But you know, for example, Ohio State's been busing back and forth to Michigan for quite a while now. Mm-hmm. They're going to fly both ways, which saves them an hour, maybe even more than that, in the final analysis.
It's like a 10-minute flight, 15-minute flight up there. It's not very – I mean, it's a pretty quick flight.
Yeah, but believe me, the buses went pretty quick, too, because they got a police escort, at least to the border, highway patrol. So it's like being on a bus going 75, 80 miles an hour. Not that I'm saying they were speeding.
Correct.
Now, a lot of the people who used to line up, like in – up around Bowling Green and places like that, you know, to wave at the buses as they went by, they'll be disappointed, you know.
They can wave up in the air at the plane.
Yeah,
if they
can wave in the air as the team, because you remember when we had our own planes, remember the dispatch. I mean, you'd go up in the air and then come back down, and you're boom, you're in Ann Arbor, you know, or Ypsilanti, where the Willow Run Airport is. Of course, they'll be flying. I think they might fly into Ypsilanti, the Willow Run, but I would think they might be flying into Detroit Metro. It doesn't matter. 6.5 dozen, you know, there's only another 10 minutes up the road. But Ryan Day has been emphatic on keeping things as regular as possible.
Do your job is what he was hammering the other day, right? Do your job. That's been the theme.
Well, yeah, everybody says that since Bill Belichick said it.
Yeah, I know. He really hammered it down last week after the game.
But like, for example, I mean, you know, usually we'd get the coach and a couple of players, one on like a Monday.
Yeah.
Right? Before Michigan week. Well, now it's regular. We got Ryan Day yesterday, and we're getting Ryan for a little lightning round of questions after practice today. And then several players, and just like we did last week, just like we did Purdue week. So he's trying to keep that as regular as possible. Because here's the thing, fellas, you don't win the Michigan game, and I know you know this. You don't win the Michigan game by a speech, you know, 10 minutes before you take the field.
No. Or Bruce coaches, during senior tackle, right?
Ugh. Yeah. Well, no, but that was.
I know.
That got out of hand. I mean that wasn't John Cooper's. I mean, that just got out of hand.
That did. That
when
was
you're, when it turns into revving up the other team.
Yes,
that's strategy gone awry.
Especially in a game where they should have it.
But real quick, I mean, you know, they got into like you want to keep a routine, you want to make things as normal as possible, but knowing that all through the year you have built to this, you have crescendoed to this, like in an orchestra where they're, you know, where they're, you've got a nice what's the word?
Apex.
A big time piece of music.
Apex. Oh, no, I was just saying, I do it for a basketball.
But you're crescendoing, you know, Ryan Day has tried to direct this to a crescendo for this week, but also knowing they got next week if they win, and then they got three more games after that. So, you know, it's not the end of the year like it was with Woody and Bo when the 100-yard war first started, the 10-year war first started. There's more after this for both teams.
Amen. But
mainly for Ohio State if it wins.
Tim, as always, thank you. We're looking forward to your coverage of the game coming up this weekend, and we'll make sure we catch the Tim May podcast with Clay Hall. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
It's Happy always a pleasure, buddy. And I've just got two words for you.
Yes.
Gobble, gobble.
Goodbye. Tim May drops the mic.
The Buckeyes are built different, but are they built for this? Take it away. What were you going to say?
Saturday's,
Doug Lamorese, 9 o'clock.
Saturday's weather forecast in Ann Arbor, 30 degrees and an 80% chance of snow. Now, that was yesterday. Brandon Koritz, who looks like he's a meteorologist of some sort, whatever. We'll see if that changes. We'll see if that changes, obviously, as we get closer to the game. But it's going to be cold. Like, that's one thing we know. We don't know about the weather or what storm front could be coming in. Is it an Arctic Clipper? Is it a
nor'easter?
Oh, a nor'easterner. Does that happen in the Midwest? A nor'midwesterner. Not sure. But either way.
Alberta Clipper.
Look, anybody that denies that weather hasn't played a part in this, also the trenches, but Michigan's built differently than Ohio State has been, obviously, in recent years. But I know weather has been an equalizer and is seen as something that's impactful because what do Michigan fans want? They want it to be cold. They want it to be snowy. What do Ohio State fans want? They want 75 and sunny. So don't tell me that weather is not a factor.
I mean, weather is a bit of a factor, but then how do you explain? What are you trying to say that? All right, are you trying to give an excuse for losing then?
Not at all.
Then what are you? Then why are you bringing up the weather? And then you're saying Ohio State fans want 75 and sunny and Michigan fans want sloppy.
It's not an excuse. It's a factor. Like, it's something that will play a part
number
in the game.
Team,
and has
one team in the country.
And it right. Then they won the national championship last year. Yeah. And it wasn't exactly 75 out when they played.
I don't think the weather was that bad. Wasn't it sunny out when they lost?
It wasn't terrible, but it definitely was not. Look at what people are wearing in the stands. They're wearing winter coats.
Well, it's late November in Ohio. I don't expect it to be balmy, but it wasn't it was terrible weather outside.
So you don't think weather has any factor? It sounds like you don't think it has any factor.
I don't think it has that much of a factor to do with it because I think it's the same thing. I think the majority of your players come from Ohio, but then there's also players from all over the country.
But they're built differently. Why is it that Ohio State fans want it to be warm and Michigan fans want it to be cold and snowy?
Well, obviously, you
are
have
they're all fooled into believing weather's a factor.
You do have. Hold on for a second. You start this fast talking because I got you on the defense finally. First off, I'll speak very clearly and slowly and concisely. Is you have better athletes than them, right? Okay. Second, you should be built differently and better than them no matter what the weather is. If you have better talent.
See, I actually think they're not.
If you played better. So you're telling me you're going to, so if they lose to Michigan, you're going to blame it on the snow?
No, that's not what I said.
Say something that I can hold you accountable for.
I think this is going to be the huge difference. This is my big takeaway. I think this is a huge difference between the NFL playoffs and the college football playoffs, which we're just learning about, is in the NFL, even if you're a dome team, you have to be built to be able to go potentially on the road and win some games in terrible January weather. Which is what happens no matter where you are playing games in the NFL, unless you're going down to Miami. And when's the last time they've had a home playoff game, right? Maybe Tampa. How many home playoff games have they had? And they've had good teams. So almost every team at some point has had to go on the road to do that or at home in bad weather. This is not going to be the case in college football. Your playoff route, you might get one home campus home game. But Ohio State, if they just win out, or even if they lose in the Big Ten Championship, they will have good weather for all three of their games. It will not be a factor. So the weather being a factor for this rivalry game, and we've all established last year, the rivalry game is not the end all anymore. You can lose this rivalry game and still be able to go on a playoff run and win the national championship.
Yeah, but I'm not going to use weather as a reason.
So, but you don't think NFL teams build their teams so that they can perform? What has been Miami's huge weakness?
I think they go for the best talent. Which one? The Dolphins?
The Dolphins. What have they said?
Didn't they go to overtime or close to overtime with Skylar Thompson against the Bills in Buffalo last year or 2 years ago? I thought they did.
So you're telling me Miami doesn't care if it's bad weather in the playoffs?
I think they would rather it not be a thing. But again, I'm
going to ask somebody down there because that's all they've been complaining about.
I have to bring up this card. What do you make of then last year in the playoffs when Will Howard was making fun of Tennessee for coming out with their shirts off and then immediately putting their parkas back on? Were they built for bad weather then?
Does it change year to year? I think you weren't playing a Big Ten team. You were playing a team down in the South that's not used to those weather conditions.
So then don't even put the Hurricanes in the college football playoff because they're easily going to get smashed if they have to go anywhere that's cool weather.
That's one game also. It's not a playoff run. It's not three more games that are going to be in the Rose Bowl or in the Dome in Mercedes-Benz. Like I don't see how you don't see the difference between what I'm stating, which is the NFL playoff, you got to go on the road multiple times or stay at home in cold weather multiple times. That will never be the case in the college football playoff.
I understand what you're saying.
You will have beautiful, look at the grass.
You're looking at him
because
I think you're realizing that what you're pointing out here is silly.
I'm just surprised you don't see the obvious difference.
I think that every football team wants the best track that they could possibly be on, and they want the fastest players. But I don't think that they're building a team of an abominable snowman so they can go out there and play in cold weather.
Hold on. There's a clear difference between how Ohio State is built and Michigan over the last 5 years. One team throws the football down the field. The other likes to run the ball and run the ball and run the ball. This is very Ryan Day's team, by the way, is
different.
We didn't
draft Quinshon Judkins in the second round, and Trevion Henderson went a few picks afterwards.
They could run the ball, but their offense with Marvin Harrison, Jackson Smith and Jigma, Emeka Egbuka, Marvin Harrison, like the Jeremiah Smith, Tate. They have the best receivers in the country. They don't just run screens.
But
Kenny,
they were like that because they recruited
Ohio
the best
State
players.
They don't exactly call the same plays that Michigan does.
But they recruited the best players.
You do
players.
Know these are different styles, right?
But Anthony, if the best players in the country were all running backs, then it would just be 3 yards and a cloud of dust.
No, they've always
the best players in the country were wide receivers, and they got the wide receivers because they're great recruiters. That's what Ohio State does.
You don't
think
Michigan recruits differently than Ohio State? You think they just all recruit the same players?
I don't think that.
You think Notre Dame recruits all the same players as Ohio State?
I don't think that they can get the same caliber as often as Ohio State, so they do what they have to do in terms of being able to conduct an offense. They cannot get the same caliber of player for the most part. They do get some great players, obviously, but they can't get the same caliber of player consistently that Ohio State does, so they build their offenses the way they can so they can go out and win football games.
I think there's been a clear difference in the recruiting and the way that Ryan Day runs the offense compared to Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer did have, even though they did it out of the shotgun, they were power running. Ryan Day loves the pass, and he loves to go vertical, and it is a much different approach than what we had, especially when they had Chip Kelly last year. Are you kidding me?
Did they get Bryce Underwood up at Michigan just so they can hand the ball off? I mean, eventually they want to go vertical.
I think they would like to go vertical. He's a freshman.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But it wasn't like they. I think everybody wants to go vertical and have a vertical threat. That's what I'm saying. I think that this is one of the most off base arguments you've ever given me. It sounds like a giant excuse for losing to Michigan.
You didn't,
and you don't even play the game for a few more days.
You didn't think there's a big difference between the way Jim Harbaugh. Tough, physical trenches and Ryan Day throwing vertical route trees, combination, flood concept, different concepts.
Was
that
there
they,
a difference
that,
when
that
Ohio
NFL
State was
teams,
putting up 62
on,
points
NFL,
against
on,
them
Kenny,
with Urban Meyer?
Finishing my thought. That NFL team started to covet some of the passing formulas that he had been introducing. Like, there is a big difference. I don't know how you're not seeing that Michigan plays one way and Ohio State plays a different. And what I'm saying is Ohio State can play their way in the playoffs. They might not be able to play their way against Michigan, as is evidenced by they've lost four straight and they've had a massive talent edge. And the weather's been terrible.
I think it's a terrible excuse you're trying to make right now.
I didn't make
to
an
lose
excuse.
To Michigan in a game that I'm picking Ohio State to win in.
I did not make an excuse. What was the excuse?
You're giving me weather as being the big end-all, be-all factor against losing. I don't need to say anything.
Factor.
You said it all.
I said it's a factor. I didn't say
so
Ohio
if they
State
lose, if
should
they lose
be
to Michigan,
underdogs in this game
so
because
if they
of the
lose
weather.
To Michigan, you're going to come in here on Monday. And, well, we never get a chance to do it because who knows what's going to happen on Sunday.
Is it 50-mile-an-hour winds and you can't throw the ball more than 4 yards down the field? Yeah, then probably I will use weather as an excuse because that's not how they're built.
Okay. All right.
So you're right.
The best team in the country with one of the biggest NIL war chests aren't built to win in bad weather.
But then I'd still pick us to win the national championship over Michigan. Two different ways. That's the beauty of college football now. And that's how it's different from the NFL. And that's my point.
Okie dokie. You do that all you want.
Pete Futek, college football news in the previous segment. We do have Cash Lovett.
Hate it.
Coming up in just about 30 minutes here. We'll get his picks for the week. But 1 hour to go on the show. We got, in case we missed it, coming up at 6:40. Obviously, once again, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Be safe out there, especially if you're celebrating Drinksgiving. I think I like Drinksgiving better than Blackout Wednesday. Blackout
See?
Wednesday, there's just, guys.
Now we're getting there.
I'm not trying to henpeck you here. Have fun, but be safe out there, right? There's no need to black out. I say this as a guy who mastered the art of blacking out in college. It never got me anywhere.
Because if it's always sunny, we used to always call it browning out in college.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember the whole bit? It's like, I'm not blacking out, I'm browning out.
Yeah.
So we used to do that. We'd always brown out. It's like, you get close. You're very close to blacking out. You remember just a little bit.
Yeah.
You browned out.
And the problem is, when you'd brown out, it was never, you'd never remember the good parts. I always only remember the bad parts of the dumb things I said or did. And then I would just be like, and then I have to walk out of my room and then see people and be like, hey, champ, did you guys get blackout drunk? Is there any chance you forgot what I said last night?
That sounds like when you really did some scandalous things. Yeah, I was going to say. Anybody remember what happened last night?
So you can understand.
Before or after the
sober, nice.
Yeah.
Drunk, half the time nice, half the time not nice. You really never knew which half it was going to be. And then blackout drunk, just the most outrageous. Like, you've seen, this is me with a filter, believe it or not.
Yeah, okay.
Remove all filters and think of the most outrageous thing I've said off the air. Multiply that by 10 and you're somewhere in the ballpark of what I would be like when I was out there.
Yeah.
It's not bragging, by the way. There is an element of shame that I feel for what an a-hole I was.
Katie asked you yesterday while you were gone. She's like, what kind of drunk are you? You know, and I think she was trying to get the vibe of everything. And I told her I say I'm a compliment drunk. I say really nice things. The really nice things I won't say when I'm sober is what I end up saying when I'm drunk. And I'm more of a happy drunk. And then I like to just listen to 90s music and get into it. But then she was like, well, what kind of drunk is Nick? And I was like, I feel like my version of any time we've ever been around each other while being intoxicated, you just seem like you just make more jokes is all. It comes down to being.
Yeah, I definitely, like
you're also one of the happier drunks.
Yes, I definitely am. Vanessa says, you're really happy. And then sometimes you get not happy. And so that's not great.
Is that based off of different alcohols that you're drinking? Like I told you, I don't like to be wine drunk.
No,
it's not because I get mean all of a sudden, but there definitely are different drunks.
No, it's based off the fact that there were times in my life where I didn't deal with things emotionally.
Okay.
And so now, the older I've gotten, I am just now a happy drunk, right? But and if I feel myself get a little grumpy, I just kind of just get quiet. So because I don't ever want to ruin somebody else's experience.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, there was a time where it was loud and outlandish and unnecessary and incredibly hilarious if you just weren't one somebody in my path, basically.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But if I detected that you were a problem, that was a real problem for everybody.
Can I bring up a photo online that I want to talk about for a second?
Yes.
So Brooke Pryor, you know, she covers the Steelers,
yeah.
Right? She put out a mac and cheese with frosted flakes on it.
Okay, no, it's basically the same principle of like a...
Is this a thing now? Is this like... Has this become
it's like
a thing?
The same principle
like
cheesy
potatoes.
Yeah, 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 with the crackers on top, right?
So we're just going for the crunch. Is that the idea?
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
I like frosted flakes, and I would think just about everything, and I think it's a good combo, but I've never heard of this combo before.
It would just... I mean, the weird thing is you don't have a spice, like a heat element to offset the sweet. Like, if you had like jalapenos
hot sauce in the cheese sauce.
The
frosted flakes, then add the sweet and the crunchy to go with the spicy and the cheesy.
Yeah.
And I feel very much in on this, but like, I've never heard of this.
I'm down to clown. Yeah, I'd try this.
Morning. Yeah, like at what point in Thanksgiving is Thanksgiving the day that you actually go for the gusto? Like you try the experimental stuff, or right. Is it too no risky, no bisky?
You kind of have to. So
you got to keep the staples there.
Yes. So like you don't try and get cute with was it
turkey?
Crap? Well, no,
you don't get cute with that.
You
really.
You can get cute depending on how you smoke it.
You mess
it.
Up the bird, and I feel like people get mad about.
Well, no,
that.
You just have to. No, that's not.
Oh, we got a main bird. Then we got like a trial bird in the corner.
Oh, we've definitely done it where like you got chicken. You got like two chickens that you kind of go all out with.
Okay.
And then the main bird's traditionally done.
Okay. Yeah,
I've done that before.
All right, sure.
But okay, here's a few things. William H. Macy just did a great bit on don't screw with stuffing. People trying to add, like, listen, I'm not necessarily a traditionalist because I'll add like cubed up bacon and cubed up ham in my stuffing. But like, if you want to add anything beyond that, get the hell out of here. Like, I just can't do it. That's something you can't get cute with. There's so many different ways you can get creative, though, with mac and cheese. I don't have a problem with it. But like certain things, like cranberry sauce.
I mean, I'd be delighted if somebody brought this. I'd be delighted if somebody brought this to the Thanksgiving dinner. I'd be like, wow, way to really go for it. Like, I like you stepping out. I want to try. I want to see what this is.
Well, and listen.
This is how we get new traditions. That's what I need. I want to come up with my own tradition that then I bring every Thanksgiving, I think.
If everyone tried to do something creative and new, it would stink. But if you every year, like, all right, this guy's going to do this one. Like, just two different dishes were different, and
a couple new cracks at it, and then if it's a hit, it stays, and if not, it isn't?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or even if it's, like, something new, like the jalapeno poppers or, like, the shotgun shells that are jalapeno popper adjacent. Again, that's another. That's a new.
What are the
thing.
Shotgun shells?
Oh, basically, it's.
Let's talk food.
Oh my gosh,
shotgun shells.
Gosh, now I'm gonna screw this up. Oh, shotgun shells.
I'm getting a lot of ammo websites
food.
Here. I'm getting a lot of gun.
Yeah, go food.
Getting a lot of gun sites here.
All right, so they are ground beef, Italian sausage, cheese, an array of seasonings inside a. Oh my gosh, like a pasta?
Stuffed shells,
yeah. And then wrapped in bacon.
Oh, they look really good.
They're really good.
They look really good.
Really, really good.
All right, just move. I mean, no, I'm still on Roger's Sporting Goods looking at the guns. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine. See? You're trying to be Cleveland Butch when you can only be Chicago Butch.
I'm only Chicago Butch.
Yeah. And that's fine, right? Because I'm Medina County Zesty.
Yeah.
And I'm Sports Talk Butch.
You're Medina County Zesty.
Very much, yeah.
I feel that way. I feel that way about you.
Around my neighbors, they're like, who's this guy drinking seltzers?
Look at you and your foo-foo Starbucks drink.
Is he wearing a tutu? I don't know.
He comes all the way from the big city.
And then I get here and everybody's like, all right, don't look him in the eye. Don't corner Wilson. He'll lash out at you.
Yeah, meanwhile, me growing up and dipping while playing high school baseball and listening to country music, they're like, whoa. This guy is out here, and in Chicago I was.
They call him Insane Dwayne.
In Chicago I was. I might as well have been a hillbilly in Chicago.
Oh, Ryan Day needs this win. Just real quick. Just get the damn win, Ryan. Because if you do, it'll confirm that new Ryan Day is a thing.
I think we'll feel like idiots if they end up losing this game because we have not taken it with any sort of seriousness. Because that's how Ohio State has positioned this already in the season. Like, yep. It's how it is. I'm sorry. I don't know. Even though we fell for the banana in the tailpipe four straight years now, I don't know a single Ohio State fan that legitimately believes they're going to lose this game.
Yeah, let them prove it to you. Like, this is, I want sicko Ryan Day to be real. I do. But he can win another national championship this year. If he loses to Michigan, it's all an act. Like the whole point of sicko Ryan Day and buying into, you know, hey, championship standards now 83%. The whole point is that you go into Michigan and you beat Michigan. This is a team that you should win. And in rivalries, when you consistently don't win games that you should win, how many of the games that Michigan has won has Michigan been the team that should have won? One time?
Definitely not last year. They threw for 66 passing yards last year.
And certainly not the first two times they lost.
Yeah.
So, like, that to me is where you are. Like, if the whole thing was real, meaning you learned why you lost to Michigan, you learned you weren't being 100% authentic and you were trying too hard, and that new Ryan Day is real, well, then you beat him on Saturday. But if you don't, all right, there's still something missing with Ryan Day in Columbus.
And that's going to be something that will haunt Ryan Day forever if that's the case. In an odd twist, if he won the title last year, and then if he flames out in this game to lose his fifth straight, while then also having just an absolute, let's say, absentee appearance in the playoffs, people will turn on Ryan Day very, very quickly in a way that for someone that just won a title should not have people turning on him.
Fair, but if he wins...
Well, then you'll think sicko Ryan Day.
Like,
and you'll think that all of a sudden he figured it all out and he's got the master key and everything's unlocked. And in a weird twist, what if he wins this game and then flames out in the playoffs?
No, that would make sense, right? Because maybe you're just a good regular season team, which is something people have said. Like, this would be the year that if you just were one and done in the playoffs or only got to the second round of the playoffs or whatever, this would make sense because you can say, well, this was our reloading year and we beat Michigan and we got to the second round or the third round of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Like that makes sense. Like, this is the kind of year where if things make sense, no one's going to complain because you just won the national championship last year.
I think the advantage for this year isn't really necessarily like sicko Ryan Day. I think it's the further and further that Michigan gets away from Harbaugh being there. I think the further and further away they get from what was winning them those games. I think Harbaugh had the secret sauce. Look at all these players that played at Michigan in the NFL that aren't doing anything. Like, I think Harbaugh really made a big difference there.
216-474-0092 is all the pressure on Ryan Day heading into the Michigan game. The QB Deadpool update. I might have a little feather in my cap coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.